Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Gaura Hari Ko, Hari Ko, Hari Ko, Jai Gaura Hari Ko, Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vipadaya Shimati Gopala Krishna Vishwami Tarnaya Prabhupada Shri Sai Chimala Prakasha Viti Vicha Vacharan Kirvan Sarang Prabhupati Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Om Ajnanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadhama Yam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Sijuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Si Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Shindo Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanisvari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Si Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Saman Banam, Chapter 23, the Brahmana's Wives Blessed. Text 43 and 44. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Even though this is most auspicious day, as the day that Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas, 1959. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says he took sannyas in 1958. In Lilamrita, it says 1959. I don't know which one is which. And yes, Visvarup Mahotsava, the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an expansion of Lord Nityananda. So we will discuss that later. We'll read Srimad Bhagavatam first. Nasam dvijati samskaro, nani vaso gurab api, na tapo natma mimamsa, na socham na kriya shubha, tatapi hi utama sloke, Krishne yogeshwareshware, Bhaktir didhana chasmakam, samskradhimatam api. Na sam dvijati samskaro, na nivaso gurabhapi, na tapo natma mimamsa, na socham na kriya shubha, tatapi yutama shloke, Krishne Yogeshware Shware Bhaktir Nidhana Chasmakam Sanskara Di Matam Api. Matajis Nasam Nigrajati Samskaro Nani Vaso Gurabhapi Na tapo natma mimamsa, na socham na kriya shubha, tatapi utama sloke, Krishne yogeshware shware, bhaktir matam sasmakam, word for word meaning, or we'll go straight to translation. This woman have never undergone the purificatory rites of the twice born classes, nor have they lived as brahmacharis in the ashram of a spiritual master, nor have they executed austerities, speculated on the nature of the self, followed the formalities of cleanliness, or engage in pious rituals. Nevertheless, they have firm devotion for Lord Krishna, whose glories are chanted by the exalted hymns of the Vedas, and who is the supreme master of all masters of mystic power. We, on the other hand, have no such devotion for the Lord, although we have executed all these processes. Everybody, please repeat. This woman have never undergone the purificatory rites of the twice born classes, nor have they lived as brahmacharis in the ashram of a spiritual master, nor they have executed austerities, speculated on the nature of the self, follow the formalities of cleanliness, or engage in pious rituals. Nevertheless,
they have firm devotion
for Lord Krishna,
whose glories are chanted
by the exalted hymns
of the Vedas,
and who is the supreme master
of all masters
of mystic power.
We,
on the other hand,
have no such devotion for the Lord.
Although we have executed
all these processes.
Purport by followers, disciples of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
According to Sridhar Swami, the husbands were not aware that their wives had occasionally associated with residents of Vrindavan, such as the flower ladies, and had heard about the beauty and qualities of Krishna. The brahmanas were astonished at their wives' loving devotion for Lord Krishna, not realizing that this devotion had developed as a result of hearing and chanting about the Lord in the association of His pure devotees.
Hare Krishna. Nasam dvijati samskaro na nibaso kurav api na tapo natma mimamsa na socham na kriya shubha tatapi hi utama sloke krishne yogeshwareshwari bhaktir dhidhana chansmakam samskara dhimatam api.
So the brahmanas have concluded that the result of having their wives having that very fortunate position to have the blessings and mercy of Krishna is only due to Krishna Himself. No one else. It's like bhakti comes from bhakti. But bhakti is overflowing in the heart of a pure devotee, that bhakti has to be distributed through the devotee. And these residents of Vrindavan, especially the, says here, according to Srila Sridhar Goswami, that the flower ladies, by their conversation being heard by the wives of the brahmanas, accumulated pious credits. This is the start of bhakti. The start of bhakti is what? Agyata sukriti. Unknowingly, they created the devotees because of their wanting to spread the glories, the name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, that they wanted to engage everyone in Krishna consciousness. So hopefully also our ladies, flower ladies here, they're talking a lot about Krishna consciousness, and by hearing, whoever will hear them will get this pious credit. Krita punya punja, just like the cowherd boys of Vrindavan, they also have accumulated heaps and heaps of pious credit. This pious credit means the unknowingly performing bhakti. And therefore, the woman, even though according to the brahmanas, they have not performed any of these different descriptions mentions here, purificatory rites. They're not brahmanas. They are not brahmacharis who live in the ashram of the spiritual master, nor they have performed austerities. They're simple housewives who are just performing household duties. But somehow, they were considered to be more fortunate than themselves, the brahmanas. And therefore, later on, they admitted that actually, they're not our wives anymore. They are like our spiritual master. Whoever teach you or taught you about Krishna, whether you met him in the street, distributing books, or engage you in some kind of activities, is also called Guru. Bhartma Pradakshina Guru. Just like in the story of Raghunandan Das Thakur and his father, Mukunda. Ask Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the father? It is your son or you? What did he say? Actually, my son is my father. Because he taught me how to become Krishna conscious. So similarly, the brahmanas may be knowing all the rituals and all these purificatory processes, but they don't have that qualification to be getting the favor and mercy of Lord Krishna. And through the wives, they'll be able to be getting the mercy as well. They will follow in the footsteps of their wives. So this is a very special episode where the brahmanas accepted out of humility that yes, they are more advanced than we are because they received the mercy and the favor of Lord Krishna. They were astonished. They didn't know where did this come from. It is not mentioned here that the other residents of Vrindavan, through their conversations, and especially the ladies, the flower ladies, eventually, by hearing, one becomes purified. By hearing attentively and by hearing with faith, then one makes advancement in Krishna consciousness. You can hear, but at the same time, you can go here and then come out here. You can hear, but keep it into your heart. It doesn't matter who gives the class or Srimad Bhagavatam. Sometimes devotees will ask, hey, Prabhu, who's giving the class? Oh, okay. I will skip. No, that's not the process. Prabhupada says, even a new bhakta who knows Krishna consciousness can sit in this Vyasasan and will get something important and information how we can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Sridhar Swami can see this. Sridhar Swami, one of the commentators of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The acharyas can see something which an ordinary person cannot see. They can go deeper and they can reveal to us the secret of Krishna consciousness. Only through them, only through the acharyas, only through our spiritual masters and those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness can reveal and give Krishna consciousness to us. So today is most auspicious day. As we mentioned earlier, being the day commemorating the acceptance of sannyas of Vishwarup Prabhu, Srila Vishwarup Prabhu. He is the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still young boy, he would go every day to fetch Vishwarup Prabhu in the house of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. This is the place where there will be a discussion always of Harikatha. And Mother Sachi will ask Nimai to go call your brother. Now it's time for lunch. Now it's time for Pasad. So when Nimai, young boy, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come, not everyone recognizes that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And some of them will comment, oh, we bless you that someday you'll be a good Vaishnava. They will bless Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he will fetch every day because then he will have some association also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they were all captivated by the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is his main weapon. The main weapon of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his beauty. It's like a person who will come here and they will have darshan of Gornitai, they will think that they are females because of their beauty, because that is one of the qualities of female beauty, chastity, and so on. So now the parents, Mother Sachi and the father, who is the father? Jagannath Mishra. They decided that Bishwarup should get married. Now Bishwarup, he decided not to get married, and one day he left without giving any notice. This is the only instruction that the spiritual master to the disciple. The disciple can say no. Just like in the instance of the Charkumaras, when Lord Brahma told him to get married to populate the entire universe, the Charkumara says no. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that this is the only instruction that the disciple can say no to the spiritual master. Of course, the spiritual master would always want his disciples to remain brahmacharis. As Prabhupada says, all of my male disciples, they should remain brahmacharis. And all of my female disciples, they should all get married. So it's going to be difficult, because the females, they have to be protected from childhood with their parents, and then when they grow up by the husband. And when the husband will take sannyas, eventually, this is the Vedic culture, that the mother will be taken care of by the children. So Vishwarup, he is an expansion of Sankarsan. Sankarsan, the original Balaram, the first expansion of Lord Krishna. Lord Balaram, or Lord Nityananda. That later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that, I will go look for my brother, because he heard that he was in South, he traveled to South, and somehow, later on also, he found out that he left his body in Pandharpur. He says that Bishwarup merged in the body of Lord Nityananda. Became one. Because there is no difference between energy or swamsa and swamsi. The energy and the energetic. So Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, and Bishwarup, they're all together, but Bishwarup is an expansion of Sankarsan, whom later on merged into Lord Nityananda. So today is very special also, because this commemorates the completion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, exactly the same tithi, November 10, 1974. Prabhupada writes, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik, Chaitanya Era, 488, is this November? The 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Ekadasi, we have now finished the English translation of Shri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sorry, I'm mistaken. I thought this is also commemorates, because I saw the 10th. But nevertheless, there is this description of Lord Vishwarup, that's just we mentioned, taking sannyas on this day. And also, Srila Prabhupada took sannyas on this date. Before, even as a grihastha, he would have dreams that his Guru Maharaj will be asking him to take sannyas. Because the first instruction that he heard from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in Ultadanga Road in Calcutta. Have you been there in Ultadanga? very nicely renovated over, what, how many years? Over 100 years. Huh? That building is over 100 years, but somehow they renovated it. Usually in India, buildings cannot be fixed or renovated over 100, even 50 years. But they really, very well job done. It's very amazing how, and when you enter there, you will feel the spiritual energy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, where he received the instruction, the first thing that, because he said he was being dragged by his friend, that he doesn't want to hear or see any more of the sadhus, because he'd seen while he was still young, when his father will invite different sannyasis or sadhus to bless his child or son to be a devotee of Srimati Radharani. But somehow, because some of them are not genuine, some are real, so nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada agreed to see Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur immediately says, "You are intelligent boys. Why don't you preach this Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world?" So, he was surprised. And after leaving that building, or that place, he was remembering Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's instruction, saying that Krishna consciousness is in the good hand of a very saintly person. And he put that into his heart that later on, in the last few days of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he wrote a letter. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to him and asking him, "What can I do to serve you?" He asked this question again also even before in Radhakund during the parikrama, where thousands and thousands of devotees and followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he asked him, again he says, "If you ever get money, print books." And then when he wrote, he received also a reply that, "Preach this Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world." So during that time, when Srila Prabhupada was staying in Vamshigopal Mandir, near Radharaman Temple, a little bit further that way, he was only publishing Bhakti Godhead magazine. And Prabhupada, with great difficulty, he would gather the funds, he would go to the printing press, and he would distribute Bhakti Godhead magazines in Delhi. And one day, it was so hot that he was gorged by a bull or a cow, and he fainted. He fainted. So one Indian army officer says, "Why don't you print books? You will have more credit. Magazines, they could be there for some times, but the books, they will be there for a long time." One of his godbrothers says also, or one librarian says, "Why don't you print books? You'll have more substantial credibility." That Srila Prabhupada also, he concluded that before going to America, I should finish the first canto at least of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Prabhupada says that almost every night that he's been haunted by, not haunted, but he's just... Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur will come many times and asking him to take sannyas. So finally one day he decided, "Okay, let me try." And because in those days Chaitanya Math is the main representing his Guru Maharaj mission. So he asked the leader, Bhakti Bilas Tirtha Maharaj, "If I can be taken sannyas,
I want to take sannyas. But Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj says, first you must join the mat. Become a member. But Prabhupada's main intention is to print books to fulfill the desire and instruction of his Guru Maharaj. So he wrote to Maharaj, and the reply says, yes, you must first come. No need to take sannyas immediately. You be part of our mat. Prove yourself first. And I'm sorry, because we're printing different books for now. We know that you have a lot of books to be printed. We will be screening them for editing process. And funds is also very low. So I don't think we'll be able to print your books right now. But you please come, and we will consider. If Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu permits, then we will give you sannyas. And Prabhupada says, this will not work. Then one day, he wrote to Keshava, Bhakti Pragya Keshava Maharaj, who is the leader of the Keshavaji temple in Mathura. So he asked if I can take sannyas. Because he cannot think of taking sannyas. Sannyas is not so easy thing. Giving up the family, considered to be socially dead. No more interaction with the social world, so to speak. Fully dedicated in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says one time, I want all of my disciples, both boys and girls, to take sannyas. Now, the sannyas doesn't mean change of cloth. It's a change of heart. It's a change of consciousness. Sannyas is spirit. We've heard of Grihastha Brahmachari, right? Grihastha Brahmachari means regulated. Only the procreation to have a Krishna conscious child. Now Prabhupada says that there is also Grihastha Sannyas.
Sarvabhoma had Kshetra Sannyas.
Yes, Kshetra Sannyas, Sarvabhoma. Prabhu, not our Prabhu here, but Sarvabhoma, the eternal associate. He's also a sannyas because he's preaching all the time. Because sannyas means for preaching. We have to come to that platform where we will not distinguish who is a man or who is a woman. That is a sannyas. Of course, you know, you have to distinguish as a man or woman, but see everyone in equal vision. If you don't see everyone in equal vision, then you cannot preach. Because you will distinguish, he's a poor, he's educated, he's rich, he's young, he's old, he's man, he's woman. No, when we distribute books, do we distinguish? No. Of course, the Paramatma gives us an indication whom to approach. Because sometimes if you approach some very fanatic people, especially in America, one time I was distributing books and I got punched in the face. What to do? I have to call the police, but the police didn't do anything. Because we don't want to repeat that again. And nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada wrote, and Keshava Maharaj says, Abhai Babu, yes, please take sannyas immediately. He says the opposite. He says, if you don't take sannyas, then no one will listen to you. In order to preach, you have to take sannyas. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says also that only those who have life, they can preach. That means you have to be enthusiastic. You have to, whatever you have, give to Krishna. Give Krishna to others.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that. And then Prabhupada, after receiving that letter, the reply, he thought again, shall I do it or not? Now he's having two thoughts, to do it, not to do it. It's like when I took sannyas, before taking sannyas, I was thinking, shall I do it or not? It's very difficult situation. But nevertheless, I decided, okay, I have to be determined, because there is this Avanti Brahmana who's determined to cross over the material world, the ocean of material sufferings, by taking shelter of Mukunda. Now, every devotee in ISKCON should have that kind of determination to cross over this ocean of material sufferings, dedicate oneself to Lord Mukunda, surrender unto Him, and give others Krishna consciousness. Because this is our movement. We're a movement of preaching movement. So Prabhupada was thinking again whether to do it or not, to do it or not. Then Bhakti Pragya Kesha Maharaj says, yes, Abhai Babu, you must do it. You must do it. So Prabhupada says, he practically again, he forced me. But actually it is my Guru Maharaj who forced me to take sannyas, especially in dreams. So if you're going to have any dreams of your Guru Maharaj or spiritual master or any devotees giving you some instructions, some indications of how to execute Krishna consciousness, take a note of that. It is not a material dream. It is a spiritual dream. It's like many of the temples also in Braj, or the deities rather, has been established, and they came to the dreams. Madhavendra Puri, Rupa Goswami, all these different deities, Madan Mohan, they come to dreams of the acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada eventually says, okay, I'm gonna take sannyas. So he went to Mathura. There's a description in the Lilamrita about the temple, how the deities look like, because it's not so big. It's 20 feet by 25 feet. That is the area of the main temple room. And I believe they already renovated. They did some. They're still under renovation. I haven't been in Mathura for a long time, so that is historical. And he received sannyas along with one 90-year-old man named Sanatan. Because sannyas is supposed to be meant to be accepted at the almost end of one's life. Because in the Vedic culture, there is the four ashrams: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The brahmachari starts from the age of 5 till 25 years old. Irregardless whether one is son of a pauper or a king, but if he has a brahminical qualities, then he can go to the school of the spiritual master. And at the age of 25, then he can make a decision whether he can go back to mama and papa, or he can stay back in the school of the spiritual master and decides to take sannyas. And Srila Prabhupada also gave sannyas in the early days to many of his disciples who are young, in their 20s. Now in ISKCON, you have to be at least 50 years old to take sannyas. And they have a very, very difficult system. It's like an elephant going, passing through the eye of a needle. Not so easy. But we want everyone to become sannyasis in spirit. But those who will be able to do it, because it's a big responsibility. Grihastha Ashram, there's a license for sense enjoyment. In brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyas, no. Our only enjoyment is prasadam, kirtan, and hearing harikatha. That's more than enough, isn't it? Especially in Vrindavan, practically every day there is a feast. Every day there is a festival. Every day you hear harikatha to the highest degree. We have classes in the morning, we have classes in the evening, and during festival times, we have many, many classes. Then vanaprastha, grihastha, supposed to be at the age of 50 also, they have to retire, vanaprastha. But not being followed, of course. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an example that he doesn't have to leave grihastha ashram. He had 13 children, but he's fully Krishna conscious, writing books every day, doing his, you may say, mundane work as a magistrate. No, he doesn't have to change the ashram. Only in the later days of his life that he was in seclusion. He did not want to have anything more to do in the material duties. So, yes, vanaprastha, 50 years old. Go to Vrindavan. There is a statement here in the Srimad Bhagavatam that one should be going to Van, or forest. And that forest means Vrindavan. So we are in Vrindavan. Then at the age of 75, supposed to be, one should take sannyas. But in the early days, Prabhupada gave sannyas to many. Many of his disciples. And sometimes they will even ask Prabhupada, please give me sannyas. There is this one book distributor. It's been recommended by one of the leaders in Los Angeles for him to take sannyas. Prabhupada says, no need to take sannyas. He's doing better than sannyasi, preaching. And he says also to the three couples who went to London to establish Krishna consciousness, he says that actually they're better than my sannyasi disciples. Better than the disciples also, sannyasi disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who sent them to abroad to preach. And they failed. They were not able to do it. But these three grihastha disciples, they did it. Because they have that. In those days, everyone is so fired up. They don't know how to start a temple. They don't have a clue. But Prabhupada would say, you start a temple here. And he used to be like a globe. He says, okay, and this is Brahmananda Prabhu was there. He says, okay, you go there, you go here, you go there, you go there. And it became successful. The Prabhupada came to London from the invitation of these disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So, yes, sannyasi is not a very easy thing to do. I made a note, I probably gave the same class, I don't know, a long time ago. That was in 2008 here in Vrindavan. Can I read some of them? This is about sannyas. Definition of sannyas from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 1. Anasrita karma palam karyam karma karotiya sa sannyasi cha yogi cha na niragnir na chakriya. The Blessed Lord said, one who is unattached to the fruits of his work and works as he is obliged is in the renounced order of life, and he is the true mystic, not he who lights no fire and perform no work. Dress is not sufficient to make a sannyasi, but acting under the directions of the Lord is. Of course, sannyasis, they are free. They have all access past the whole world to preach. But one should not be completely, fully independent, even as a sannyasi. It's like before I go and travel, I will ask Panchagoda Prabhu if I can go. Or I will ask also my Guru Maharaj if I can go. There you go. Even to go to Loy Bazaar, I have to tell Dharmatma Prabhu. This independent mentality will not go us anywhere. It will have you remain here or go nowhere. We have to be that always dependent on the authorities. If you don't have anyone, look for someone. If you are in Vrindavan and you live independently here, it's not going to work. I asked one Grihastha the other day, Prabhuji, how are you? I'm fine, Maharaj. What do you do? What service do you do? Oh, I just do my Shalagram Shila. He says, that's it? That's it? What do you do for the temple? What do you do for Prabhupada's movement? He cannot say a single word. He cannot say a single word. Try to contribute something for the society. So Swami and Goswami is the same thing. In Sankaracharya's succession, the cyclic succession, it's none other than Lord Shiva. There are 10 names. They're all Swami. But in our movement, it's called Goswami. And when one takes sannyas also, he will have that name Bhakti in the front. And Swami in the end. There are 4 types in the sannyas ashram. Kutichak, Bahudak, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Kutichak means after taking sannyas, he will just depend, he will live in the village and depend on the whatever prasad is being given to him. He will not move. Then Bahudak, he will step outside of the village and he will do Madhukari. And then Paribrajakacharya means he travels now. Prabhupada says, sannyas means when he starts traveling. Paribrajak. Paribrajakacharya. It's like one of the sannyasis given name, Sankarsanitai Prabhu, is Bhakti Prachak Paribrajakacharya Swami, right? Prachar. Yeah, it was a nice name. Prachar and Paribrajakacharya both at the same time. A Goswami is one who controls the mind and senses in preparation to becoming a pure devotee. Is that our goal, to become a pure devotee? Yes. In the 23rd sloka, 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, says there is a purport there that one should control the urges of the tongue, the urges of the mind, the 4 the urges of the stomach, the urges of the genitals, the urges or the force of anger, and the urges of desire. As we've read also, we've read the purport or the first sloka of the Nectar of Instruction. 2 things that we have to give up. Then one can be really happy. But before to do that, you have to control the other ones. Desire and anger. It's okay to desire, spiritual desire, but material desires, now you'll just become frustrated. We will not be happy because no material desires can fully satisfy ourselves. Not possible. A greedy person, you can give the whole universe, is still want more. It's not possible. And desire and anger is connected. Because if you are not able to fulfill your material desires, you'll become angry. It's okay to be angry if the Lord is being blasphemed or the devotees of the Lord are being blasphemed. But if you are being disrespected, you should not be angry. And definitely, there's still anger and desire. in the hearts of everyone, as long as it says there that this will be always there till we die. Till we die. So how to control desire and anger? You have to control the mind, you have to control the speech. How to control the speech? Only talk about Krishna consciousness, no mundane katha or prajalpa. There's so many literatures in the world, but they all not talking about Krishna. Only few, only a handful, very, very important. We should be reading Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada says 1 hour every day. We should chant. Haridas Thakur says, you should chant for 1 hour with the devotees. This didn't come to a rule here. At least chant in the temple room from 5:30 to 6:30 with the devotees. Because it's easier to chant with the devotees than by yourself. How do you control the mind? Not possible to control the mind. Only if you think of Krishna. Then you can control the mind. Urges of the tongue also. Eat only Krishna Prasad. Urges of the stomach. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too little. Sometimes it's too much. Tapasya is not good. You'll not be able to do your seva. You'll be more agitated. In Kali Yuga, 24 hours of fasting is good enough. If you fast more than that, you'll not be able to control your mind. It'll be impossible. So yes, control of the stomach. Only eat what is healthy food stuff. Don't eat too much. If you eat like a horse, work like a horse. Not eat too much and then sleep all day long in your ashram. Yes, Prabhupada Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that the tongue, the belly, and the genitals are all in straight lines. So if you can control this, then you'll be able to, yes, in the mind and the speech, you'll be able to eligible to make disciples all over the world. Prabhupada says, a follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. I have many, many more things to say here, but we don't have much time. There you go. Yeah, I like around 7 pages here. I'm not going to mention them because my main point is that everyone should come to the platform where the heart is being cleansed all the time. If our heart is not being cleansed all the time, the opposite is going to happen. It is becoming more and more polluted, more and more contaminated. Especially Vaishnava Parad, we have to not to do it. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively, purely, without any desire except to please Krishna and to serve more, because that's why we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Read Srila Prabhupada's books every day. Don't read many, many books. And then you'll not be able to understand and follow a single instruction that you are not this body, that we are a spirit soul. So in this way, we can be sannyas in spirit, even a grihastha or a brahmachari or anybody who are in the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any other points? Any question? Yes, Hari Asma Prabhu.
I'm not hearing. Just one second. Go now.
For the sannyas for the initiation to actually take place, that some relationship has to really be developed with Krishna.
It says that one should not take sannyas unless one's heart is completely pure. But I can tell you, my heart is not 100% pure. In the process, that will force me actually to come to that platform, because sannyas means the highest order in the ashram. They're supposed to be the leaders of the four varnas and four ashrams. So they have to live exemplary by their behavior, by their attitude, by their words. And yes, if one just understands that he is not the body, spirit, soul, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and I would like to fully dedicate myself to Krishna, that you can be qualified, even as a grihastha, sannyas. But this is, see, one who's wearing sannyas should not think, I want more mahaprasad. Because sannyas means, you know, we have all access to the mahaprasad every time. But you can ask them how many times I take the sweets of mahaprasadam there.
We have surveillance.
Yeah, I know. I have mahaprasad every day, but I look at it. I look at the quality. Let me see what they're cooking for Krishna. But I give them away. Rarely, I would just taste a little bit. 1 o'clock. I'll send one to you.
Don't come to Jagannath Puri every year to see me. You should just stay there, because who else would create this Krishna consciousness? And he sent it actually a lot of intimate associates out to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. So, as you said, not just from a managerial point of view, but we all have a sense of duty and responsibility. Even Lord Chaitanya make any sacrifices out of duty, or sense of duty, to show example for others, and the only solution is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yes. Prabhupada had two sannyasis here in Vrindavan. He said to one sannyasi, stay in Vrindavan. And he said to another sannyasi, you travel all over the world. So, yes, one not necessarily know exactly what is his relationship, what is his siddha swarup before he takes sannyas. At least he should understand that, let me dedicate 100% fully, soul, to Krishna. Then you can be sannyas. Murali Prabhu? Translation. Everything that is excess has to be controlled, except the only thing that is lacking is Krishna consciousness. Everything that is too much, which has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, and which will make our mind agitated, should be avoided. It's okay if that is your, if you can really, as Prabhupada says, if you eat like a horse, work like a horse, then you can do it. But not everyone can, you know, eat like Govardhan Hill.
Lord Jagannath can eat what? How many times? 56 times? Right? 52? 52. Oh, I thought it increases already. 52 times. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can eat so much. But then he was criticized. And he started to eat less. But then he can digest all of them. Okay? So we stop here now. Srila Prabhupada's taking up sannyas today. Ki anniversary. Ki jai. Tai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.